turning on my recorder, and it seems to be recording. This is OH file 20200088, case number PU-20-082. It is April 20th at about 1:30 p.m. in this pre-hearing conference for OE2, the B. Sanderson Gas Processing Plant Siting App. We called this pre-hearing conference at the request of Mr. Bender, and Mr. Schmidt's on the line as well. And I suppose we've had a few of these already. I had a telephone hearing in the Liberty pipeline up in Tioga, and Judge Hogan just had one the other day for a wind farm. And so I guess this pre-hearing conference will be about lessons learned and any information we can share to make the hearing go better on Friday. Is there anything else that we need to discuss here today?
Your Honor, this is Lawrence Bender. I don't think so. And even though my client made the application for the pre-hearing conference in this case, before we made it, I had some discussions with Mr. Schmidt, and it is for the reason that you pointed out, you know, lessons learned. You know, I had an opportunity to appear in the Liberty case, and of course Mr. Schmidt had an opportunity to appear in the wind farm case. So I guess we were, and you appeared in the Liberty case as well, Your Honor. So we're hopeful that perhaps having this discussion will lead to making the hearing that's scheduled for Friday go as smooth as it possibly can go.
Excellent. So, Mr. Schmidt, you may know this more than anyone. I hope that you have talked to the people at the PSC, but there'll be nobody in Williston, correct?
That's my understanding.
Okay, so anybody from the public will call in through that 328-4081 number?
Yeah, and what we did with the Northern Divide Wind hearing on Friday is we still had someone go and post a notice on the door of the location, an amended notice that has all the instructions for attending the hearing electronically. It has the website on there and the call-in information. So we figured if anybody didn't get the memo that things had changed and they show up at the site, they'd still have instruction as to how to attend it remotely if they so desired.
Okay. And that's going to be done for this hearing, you say?
It's my understanding. I'll be making sure they have somebody up there who are sending the notice up there to someone who can put it on the door.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I don't think it's fatal to do it anymore because if I'm correct that there's an executive order that covers this so that we can have this hearing in these means without going up to Williston, correct?
Yep,
so we're safe, but I think it's a good practice to get as many people as want to be able to participate. I plan to go to the PSC hearing room. Where do you plan to go, Mr. Schmidt?
I'll attend it from my office. I did that for the hearing on Friday, and while it was 12 and a half hours, and I don't anticipate this one being nearly that long, there were really no hiccups from a technological standpoint. Everything worked out just fine.
And you, Mr. Bender, where are you going to be from?
I was planning on appearing from my office as well. And if this hearing lasts 12 and a half hours, it's Mr. Schmidt's fault, not.
Yeah, you'll get a visit from me in person. Believe me. Where are your witnesses from, Mr. Bender?
One of my witnesses will be from Boulder, Colorado. It's the same witness as appeared in the Liberty case, Nan, was it
Elzinga or something?
Yeah, Elzinga. Yep. And the other witness will be appearing from Denver. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. It's somebody I haven't worked with before, but that person is an employee of the applicant. And is, you know, just very familiar, sort of like the representative of the company, but the project manager in essence.
Okay. And who's the staff member, Mr. Schmidt?
I believe it's Jerry Lean. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'll have to have a few phone calls I have to make this week, but mm-hmm. I think it's Mr. Lean.
Okay. Yeah. I go to the PSC hearing room because Matt Kluzak is there, and he's the technical expert, and he can tell me if somebody's on the line or off the line or why they're on or off the line. And so that's very handy to me when somebody isn't responding. I can look over to him and he can say, it's you, right? I mean me, for not turning on my microphone, or it's so-and-so because they intentionally, you know, muted their speaker or whatever. That's why I go there, so that I can sit with him, and it's very helpful to have him in the room.
I apologize. It's actually Adam Renfrant who's going to be the staff member. And my case is mixed up.
Okay. I got the exhibit today, exhibit number one, the big exhibit number one. And so everything seems to be in order that way, and I checked over the docket and the certification is filed. Nothing's missing. Is there, Mr. Schmidt, anything paper-wise that we need to make this hearing run smoothly?
I think we're all set, and I know Mr. Bender indicated that he would be face stamping all the pages, which I think will be very helpful in identifying everything, especially with the remote hearing. It saves the referencing from, you know, Exhibit 2, Appendix B, Map 4.7 or something like that. So that'll be, I think, quite helpful and probably a good practice moving forward on these hearings.
Yeah, I agree. It would be nice to have maybe a table of contents at the beginning for which whenever a document starts for bait stamping, but I mean, I'm going to go through it anyway, so I'll put stickies on the side. But I have it in front of me, and it's bait stamped up to 489 pages.
Again, one other thing I wanted to bring up during this pre-hearing is, I don't know if you had an opportunity yet, Mr. Bender, but have your witnesses done any work through the GoToMeeting platform on their devices?
Well, Nan has, obviously, because she appeared, I guess, last week for Liberty. That's actually something I was going to talk about as well. When I did the Liberty hearing, Nan must have appeared on that system that you just referred to, Mr. Schmidt. I just called in because I tried to appear through that system, and I was getting a terrible echo. And I tried to get the video and then use the – I first tried the video on this go-to conference, and I had problems with the echo. And then I tried to do the video but eliminate the sound, the audio, and try to do that by phone, and that was even more of a problem. So all I did was appear by telephone. I guess that was my plan again, unless there was some insistence on the part of the administrative judge on this case that you wanted me to appear by video.
No, I don't really have a preference. I can picture you well enough in my head. Sometimes it's nice to see witnesses face to face if credibility is a big issue, but that's never been a concern of mine in these hearings. Credibility is usually not the major issue; it's the facts. So I don't need to see anybody.
I think what we'll do then, Your Honor, is I will talk to my witnesses. I know Nan will want to proceed as she did the last time, and I'll check with the company representative, have him call in early enough so that if he can appear by audio and he doesn't, by video, and he doesn't have the kind of problems I was having, I will have them appear by video. I will call in early as well. If it works for me, I will, but I'm just going to plan on having the same problems that I had before and tell you up front that I probably will be appearing by telephone.
Yeah, Matt will be there early. He was there. I showed up a half hour early just so I could get through security and know how everything was running, and Matt was already sitting in the room, so in talking to people that were going to participate in the hearing, so he'll be able to run that the dry run with your witness. And I do think, even though I was a little bit making fun about credibility, but it is serious. I think perhaps that the commissioners would find it more valuable to see the person. It's just more entertaining. The basic value you get from it increases when you can see somebody's face. So I would recommend, if you can get your witnesses to be face on the computer, that's a good thing.
Okay. Good.
And I guess I would just add that if your witnesses are going to appear through GoToMeeting, if they could just show up and log in about 15 minutes early, so we can just go through the little toolbar that's on the screen so they know how to mute their video and mute their audio before we go on the record, that would probably be helpful too. I know everyone was really good about that at the hearing on Friday, and there were times where we had 7 different videos up on the screen, and we didn't have any issues because people were muting when they should have been muting, and it went really smoothly.
And I heard that as well, and from Judge Hogan, that the meeting with the wind farm went very well, and that everybody came early and learned how to use that toolbar and did it, and it worked pretty slick.
I was under the impression that that Matt at the PSC was able to mute people, but it's a requirement of the witnesses or whoever appears.
He might be able to override it, okay. I think, but I know for the most part we were just doing it on our own. And,
okay.
If you weren't speaking, you just took your video down after the hearing got going, and it really made for fairly pleasant viewing experience, to be quite honest with you. It wasn't bad at all.
Well, it makes sense that if people aren't talking, that perhaps, you know, their video not appear. And I think one would focus more than on the people who are talking.
Yeah. Were the commissioners on the whole time?
They were.
They were? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but
and also the administrative law judge. I turned on part of it on Friday, and I saw Judge Hogan looking very judicial with 2 flags, you know, 1 flag on either side of her. So.
Wow. And I wonder where she was up in the PSC hearing room?
It looked like it to me. Is that the case?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, okay. And so she must have sat, I'll have to talk to her about where she sat. I sat over on one edge for the hearing, and so I didn't even show up on the screen. I don't think anybody could even see me on the Liberty hearing. But that's no big deal either way. Anything else?
I think the only other thing would just be if there is some type, I know during my cross-examination of one of the witnesses on Friday, we had it wasn't a prolonged delay, but there was delay and then things got cut out a little bit. And if you don't hear something or something cuts out, just let everybody know so we can go back and make sure we make a record of it. And we can re-ask the question or whatever is necessary, because I might be having a perfectly clear conversation with a witness, or Mr. Bender might be having a perfectly clear conversation with a witness, and he and the witness can both hear, but someone else might not be able to hear it. And if that's the case, I think we just need to make sure that whoever is not hearing it speaks up so we can go back and at least make sure everybody's on the same page.
Okay.
I noticed the delay in the Liberty case as well, that when I would ask my witness a question, there seemed to be a bit of a delay. So I'm going to advise my witnesses up front that, you know, when I ask a question and there's a pause, they, you know, that certainly they should respond by the way right away, but that, you know, there might be a delay when I ask a follow-up question.
Yeah, and the Liberty, there was a little bit of computer delay. It sounded like the person was on auto-tune, but I could always make out what they were saying, but I could foresee where that would be, where people couldn't understand what they were saying, and that'd be a good time to shout out too, because it may sound fine to me, but somewhere else it's slow internet.
The only other thing I intended to bring up today was with respect to public testimony. I don't know if you had any public testimony or not at the Liberty hearing.
Did not.
We had 12 witnesses call in to testify. And the way that we handled that was they had the opportunity to call in throughout the course of the hearing or before the hearing. PSC staff took down their number. And then once we got to the public input portion of the meeting, someone from PSC staff just called the individuals pretty much in the order that they called in. And we got them on the phone and they gave their testimony. We asked questions and moved on. And it actually worked pretty slick. We didn't have any hiccups at all, except one person didn't answer their phone. But they called back within a minute or so. And otherwise, everything went off just like it would have if we'd have been there in person for the most part.
Okay. Good. Yeah. But we did not have any call-ins on the Liberty, so I'm pleased that you shared with me how that worked.
Yeah, I think it'll run pretty smooth now that we've had a little experience with it and we've gotten lucky, I think, and hopefully that luck maintains.
I guess the only other last thing, as I keep thinking of things that popped up from Friday, and Judge, I don't know if you're going to have access to your email during the hearing or not, but if something does come up and we have a technical issue, if either Mr. Bender or I just shot you an email, would you have access to it?
I could bring something with, but if it's a technical issue, it'd be better to give it to Matt, maybe. He's glued to that, his computer screen.
That never came up, but I could just foresee a situation where someone gets, I don't think blackballed is the right word, but it wouldn't have the ability to communicate with anybody at the hearing. So as long as we just have a way to get in touch with someone
I'll send out an email. I'll talk to Matt and see if he's looking at his email the whole time. It seems like he is. Sometimes my mind is elsewhere besides looking at a computer screen, so I might not be the quickest to pick it up. I'll talk to him and I'll send you both an email saying what email to contact if you have a technical difficulty or if you're thrown off, you know, there's no other way to contact or whatever the case may be.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate you talking with him because, I mean, I don't know how he'd react if he all of a sudden gets an email from me being a party, not working for the PSC. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll do that, and I'll get that out to you guys. I'll get you his email or his email and telephone number or whatever it takes to get a hold of him. Anything else?
I guess if there's anything that Mr. Bender and I need to discuss during the course of the hearing that would maybe be an aside, I know that happens sometimes, I'll give you my cell phone, Lawrence, and you just give me a call on that. We can talk during a break if need be.
Yeah, that sounds good. If you want to just send me an email on that, and then what I'll do is I'll reply with my cell phone number so that in the event you decide you need to talk to me and I am not calling you, then you can reach me.
That sounds like a plan.
Perfect. Okay, and I'll probably, in that email with Matt, I might even send my cell phone because I would notice it buzzing and then I could look in case of extreme emergency that I'd have some way of one of you two getting a hold of me. Okay.
I don't anticipate there being any real issues at this hearing, but if something does come up, I think as long as we're prepared, we'll be able to address it and not turn this into an all-day affair when it doesn't need to be.
I like that. Okay. Is there anything further? Mr. Schmidt?
Nothing from me.
Mr. Bender?
Nothing of substance. Thank you, Your Honor, for doing this. I think this was real helpful, Mr. Schmidt and I being able to talk a little bit about our various experiences, and I think this is going to result in the hearing going very smoothly.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It worked well. Well, if there's nothing else, I'm going to close this pre-hearing conference, noting the correct time to be about 1:50 p.m. You two take care, and we'll see you later this week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.